Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 1st. The grains closed mixed, with December corn down 7 cents, closing at 379 and a half. November beans down 17 and a quarter cents, closing at 901 and three quarters. And December wheat up 5.5 cents, closing at 578 and three quarters. Start with the wheat. Continues to be strong here. More talk about how bad it is in Australia, Europe, the weakening monsoon in India, Russian problems, and good demand for the wheat. There was also talk out today that Egypt may be looking to buy U.S. wheat in its next tender. That would be the first time in ages we would have seen that, and I believe that would be a very bullish signal for this market and an indication that more demand is coming. So hopefully the wheat can continue to move higher here. We need a close over 580 to convince me that we can see higher prices, but that's only a penny and a quarter away, so I think that's certainly possible. The corn down 7 cents, mainly following the beans, and there's no announcements on NAFTA. The Mexican president said there should be something in the works, and they're working on a final thing, and it should be just a matter of days. So we didn't get it today. The beans went down, and the conversation about more tariffs and the Chinese trade war, I'll push the corn lower. We see the weather as being pretty warm, pretty dry. Chicago is going to be 90 to 95 with heat indexes 100 degrees several days between now and Tuesday. Certainly not going to help the crop out here. Obviously, it's not going to help the beans, but the beans were down anyway. The beans reacted to the statement last night that they could be putting on 25% tariffs on $200 billion more Chinese goods, after saying yesterday it looked like they were restarting the trade talks. So it's hard to know. You keep getting these comments in and out of Washington. One's bullish, one's bearish. It's kind of like these weather forecasters. Somebody puts in rain, somebody takes out the rain, and the market reacts one way or the other. Interesting point in the beans, we got down to 8.99, which filled the gap exactly. We bounced as much as 4 cents off of that. We closed almost 4 off of that. We closed 3.75 off of the low. So I'm hopeful that filling the gap is going to be a positive thing, and we can move higher from here on in. Funds are still short beans. They're still very short corn, very short the oil. So I think there's more upside potential out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.